Today I ask you to sit down with the four agreements. For those of you that have not heard of the four agreements yet, this is a book titled The Four Agreements by the author of, whose name is Don Miguel Ruiz. And it's based on four statements that he goes into and offers like explanations and ideas how to practice it. But I will break them down. They're quite popular by now. And it's harder than you think, these four agreements, sometimes, but they're also very helpful. And often we have some parts of our life where we feel in alignment with and others where we don't. And this really helps us to get clear on it. And it also is the time where we are stepping from the shadow work a little bit more into our real life again. So, you know, after the integration of the shadow, also proactively changing things that are not run by our shadow, but by our conscious self. So this is very much inviting in the conscious inner work rather than the subconscious. So these four agreements, and I'll list them below as well in written words, are: be impeccable with your word, do not take anything personally, do not make assumptions, and always do your best. So now feel free to write them in your notebook, and I wish you to ponder upon each of them and the areas in your life where you feel you you could agree more to these four agreements. So they're incredibly helpful in life. Really, really, really helpful. And one thing is, I recommend, that's what I did. I used to listen to this book and I just noticed where I had resistance come up. And that was when I knew, oh, that's the part where I'm asked to soften into and to be curious and maybe try it out a bit more. So this starts with be impeccable with your word. That was my little trigger, because he said, impeccable with your word basically means, just a brief summary, is be very honest and mean what you say, and also don't say anything negative about anyone. So I'm not saying you should just be all love and light, and because that wouldn't be honest, so that's not the same, right? So it has to be authentic and honest, but it's also about not necessarily being, like I said, not being negative, but also that doesn't mean that you're not supposed to feel negative. Okay, so if you feel negative things, you are allowed to talk about them, but it's trying to keep them to yourself. So you might have heard about nonviolent communication, where you do I statements, and that's kind of the idea. So if there's something that you want to complain about, or you feel frustrated in life about, or just things aren't right. Rage and anger is very valid as well in this world, and there's many things that go wrong. So it's not about shunning that out and not talk about it, but talk about it from a place of I, right? And that also includes don't gossip. And that's the point that had me go into resistance. Because back then, when I listened to it years and years ago, not that I was a very gossipy person, but I did enjoy, you know, the coming together and just sometimes talking about others, and because it helped me to feel that if others do some things wrong or aren't as perfect or cool or whatever, then it would help me to feel better. And it triggered me when in the book it said, well, don't gossip, because that's not being impeccable with words. And that meant I had to stop gossiping, and I didn't want to give up gossiping, really. And I was like, well, that's a nice thing, like it's a great entertainment, it's very entertaining, isn't it? And it's like, what else would I be talking to with my friends then about with my friends? So that actually goes to show that some of these friends I used to have, I don't have anymore, because I stopped gossiping, so there was hardly anything to talk about. And I quickly noticed, well, that's an unfulfilling friendship then. And that can also be hard. There's reasons why we've got these resistances, right? They're not necessarily easy. And even nowadays, sometimes when I catch myself having a bit like a negative thought of about someone else, or a judgmental word that I want to say to someone about someone else, to my partner, I stop myself, or I go back and try to repair that when it slips my mouth. And it's more so if you have something to say, if something has been done wrongly or not nicely, be impeccable with your word. Doesn't mean that you swallow it. It means that you, when you have to really say it, directly speak it to the person that it should be addressed to. So instead of gossiping about someone, go directly to the source and tell them and seek out a conversation with them. And that's also something I was resisting. So I noticed I gossiped because I was afraid to directly speak to the person I should have done, because it's hard. It's hard to confront. It's hard to have disagreements, right? But that's a big part of what we learn with cacao. And you can use cacao for that. And this is an amazing, amazing tool to sit down with cacao, with someone else, share the cacao, and open your hearts to have these tricky conversations with yourself or with someone else. That's just an example of how to go about with these agreements. Don't take anything personally. Something that I had long conversations about as well with a friend, that is also a work in progress, and probably takes a whole course in itself. But yeah, practice. Just even start with noticing, where do you take something personally, and why, and then try to shift it into, all right, what if it wasn't personally against me? What if it's, okay, you can still be annoyed, right? But how can you take back your power and not take something personal? Then do not make assumptions. Also something that starts with awareness. Like I said, I don't want you to go into all of them immediately super deep. This is an ongoing process, but start with the awareness of, where are you making assumptions? And as you're becoming aware of it, use my integration tools of thoughts, words, and actions. Where am I making assumptions in my thoughts? How can I change them? Or where am I speaking assumption? How can I change that? Yeah. And then always do your best. That's quite self-explanatory. And that also demands radical self-honesty. And because we are doing the cacao dieta with the shadow work topic as well, is you already are doing your best. Otherwise, you wouldn't be willing to look into the dark depth and murkiness of yourself. So continue that. Continue doing your best. And even if you fail, that doesn't matter so much as it matters more to repair and to continue to get up. And I can't stretch this enough. Always do your best does not mean always be perfect. On the contrary, it means failing and continuing to doing your best. Enjoy.